Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody tell me where the emergency is with COVID and college students. Somebody tell me where the emergency is with COVID and 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. The fear is being ginned up. The fear is being continued. Follow the science. Follow the science. There is no science that says college students and younger kids are at any great risk from COVID. Quite the contrary. Who says this? The American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. Got an email. Tom Puckett had forwarded to me. Why do you allow Tom Bowerly to spread false news on your station? He is so forceful to make his points, false points. This is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Asymptomatic infection that is not clinically proven to spread disease. If you, Janet, are more qualified than the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, whom I applaud for standing up to political nonsense, then make your case. Send me a copy of your MD and your PhD as the guy who signed off on the letter did when he said colleges should not mandate vaccines. By the way, I'd also suggest reading a little history. I know it's a bad word. But the idea of the Nuremberg provisions about medical testing, this is experimental. It is not approved as safe and effective by the FDA. It is not. And according to the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, that will take 2 years. There is no ethical or legal basis, in my opinion, for Cuomo or anybody to mandate that your college student get a vaccine before going to SUNY or CUNY schools or any private university or college upon which you're wasting money when they should be going to trade school and learn something that'll do them some good. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I am absolutely amazed. And I'm amazed, too, at the number of parents who are, oh, I can get my 12-year-old this experimental drug that hasn't been approved as safe and effective? Sign me up. Any other thing in the real world, you'd be charged with child abuse. Why don't you let your kid handle a snake while you're at it, too? Sorry, but this is so not cool. Emergency, here's the basic idea, emergency use authorization. And what was the reason for that? Shall we just take a little time machine trip in our DeLorean? Okay, why did they want the vaccine speeded up? Because people in my age group and with my many comorbidities were at especially high risk. And it made sense to give elderly people. I mean, look, if you're 95 years old, don't even buy green bananas. I'm sorry. What do you have to lose? In my situation, what do I have to lose? I mean, there's nothing that is going to, you know, I'm not going to have kids. If I do, it's a freaking miracle, especially if I produce one. That would be a miracle. But the reason emergency use authorization was granted was to deal with the most vulnerable of the population. There is no emergency of COVID with college students. There is no emergency with teenagers. So how in the world would you justify putting an emergency use authorization experimental drug in your 13-year-old? Your kid has a long time in this world to decide as a consenting and informed adult as more data become available as to whether it makes sense to get this vaccine. Why don't you let them wait until they're 30 years old? Let them make their own decision. They're still going to be in a very comfortably safe age range. They probably have a greater chance of dying in an auto accident than they do of COVID or accidental death, possibly even homicide, than they do of COVID. I'd have to run those numbers to be sure, but I'm fairly certain that I'm accurate. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to, let's see who's next. Stanley on WBEN. Stanley in Amherst, hello.
Mr. Bowley, how are you?
I'm frustrated as to why a parent would introduce an experimental drug into the arm of a 13-year-old child, not knowing what's going to happen in 10 years.
It's mind-boggling, and the longer I sit on hold, the more info you're giving me just to keep venting about. But let me give you a quick hypothetical before we get really going here. If you went to a doctor, say, a year ago with some kind of a rash or something that just wasn't getting better, and your doctor gave you some advice, he told you what to do, what to take, and it didn't work, and then he changed his mind, and then he kept changing month after month. He kept changing the protocol, changing your medication, what you can and cannot or should not be doing. And a year goes by, and nothing's gotten better. Wouldn't you start listening to somebody else or change doctors?
When somebody is proven to be chronically incorrect, yes. However, the slight difference here is medicine is an art and a science. My blood pressure pill might be deadly to you. Your blood pressure pill may be deadly to me. So, for example, in the case of blood pressure meds, there's a wide range of blood pressure meds out there. There's lisinopril, there's metoprolol, and about a million others I could name. Some work for some people. It takes a little bit of experimentation to figure out which one works and then what the daily dose is going to be. So I don't fault a physician for taking a conservative approach and then modifying that approach. And if a medicine gives you side effects, for example, chronic diarrhea, you know, you get off of that medicine, you try something else. Not that I would accuse Bistolic of, anyway.
Right, but you're not going to stay, if your situation's not getting better, you're going to at least go get a second opinion, which is definitely what's happening, like you just read, and which would have came out a lot sooner, but like you also touched on today, there's the fear factor. These surgeons or doctors were afraid to go public, and that was the situation I was in a year ago when I addressed a personal doctor of mine of what I should do with this mask stuff. Because from the beginning, I was like, what? This doesn't make sense. I'm not wearing a mask. But then I spoke to him, and he's in virology and infectious disease, and he's one of the best in the world at a clinic a few miles down the street from us. He said to me from day one, don't you dare wear a mask. He said, don't wear a mask. I don't understand his words, quote, what is wrong with you Americans that you're going along with this? So this was May, so we were a couple months into it. So since then, the rare occasion I'll wear a mask is to get into a restaurant and to help those small businesses. Because, again, to your point of fear, they're the ones. The small businesses are the ones afraid of those fines. They're afraid of getting shut down.
And let's just talk about that for a minute. Here's my message to the Erie County Department of Health and Dr. Overtime, Gail Burstein. Hey, Dr. Overtime, with your $400,000 annualized rate of pay, let me ask you a question. Why fine the restaurants? Why not fine the people who are disobeying your laws, which aren't really laws because they weren't actually passed as laws? They were edicts passed unconstitutionally by a governor who had unconstitutional powers conveyed to him by the legislative branch.
Exactly. And here, let me just tell you my experience of not wearing a mask all this time. And again, I will wear one to go in the restaurants. I'm just a huge supporter of small business, like most people, but not one time in this year plus of me not wearing a mask into the big stores like a Tops, a Wegmans. I don't go to Walmart much, but a Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot. Not one time, Mr. Barley, has anybody said a 7-Eleven. Not a single word to me about you better put on a mask. Or every once in a while I said, hey, do you need a mask? And I'll say, nope, I can't wear one, and I go on my way.
I love it. I love it. I mean, my response would be, well, you've got a mask on, you should feel fine.
Exactly. But then you go to these small mom-and-pop stores, like the local corner delis or the restaurants, whatever it may be, and they're terrified because they will get the fines. Because if the health department goes in and fines them 10 grand or whatever that is, the fine is, that's going to cripple a small business. That's not crippling Mr. Wegman.
No, well, look, no, not with his Ferrari, but the which is, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of those. But to be more succinct and to the point, this whole thing is outrageous. And for years, ask anybody who owns a hair salon. New York State sends these inspectors out. Every time they go into your hair salon, you're going to be hit with at least a $1,500 fine. If you own a restaurant, unless you're somebody who's particularly well-connected, you're going to be hit with at least a $2,000 fine. It doesn't matter. They will find something for which to find you.
You're absolutely correct, and it's all about fear and control. From the masks to the vaccines, we are all, or most of us, are afraid to get fined. We're afraid to get shut down. We're afraid of being called a racist. We're afraid of being accused of not caring for us.
Well, that is to say, if you can even find people to work. I was awestruck last night to find out that Ted's is temporarily shutting three locations because they can't find people to work. And why would anybody work when Uncle Sam and New York State are doling out all this money?
Absolutely. And I'll leave you with this, Mr. Barley. I know you're busy, but our government and our media, they specialize and have mastered the art of scaring the hell out of people, especially this administration and certain media outlets. And it's absolute nonsense. And it's going to go on as long as we let it. And look no further than what Cuomo's trying to do with the vaccines and the students going to SUNY schools. And that.
Oh, I can't wait for that lawsuit, because you cannot mandate an experimental drug. You can't. It goes against the Nuremberg Protocol, not to mention basic medical ethics. I thank you for the call and the kind words. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Today, vaccines for your younger people. Now, look, if you are 21 years old and you're a college student and you know everything, you know it all at 21. I knew it all when I was 19. But if you want to go ahead and get vaccinated, you know what? Your body, your choice. But you ought to extend the same courtesy to somebody else. And by the way, if you're vaccinated, what the hell do you care if the person sitting next to you isn't vaccinated? Because even if you do get COVID, the idea of the vaccine is your symptoms aren't going to be that bad. And guess what? The younger and healthier you are, the less severe your symptoms are anyway. And again, allow me to explain. Emergency use authorization. Where is the COVID college emergency? Where is the middle school COVID and the high school COVID emergency? Here's the answer. There isn't one. So if there's no emergency, what logical person would allow an emergency authorization experimental drug put into the arm of their 12-year-old? It makes zero sense. You don't have to be a doctor or know science to figure that out. Let's go to Williamsville, and Susan is on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Thanks for getting me fired up and giving me chest pains. Here's my situation. I do have a daughter entering a New York State college this fall. We have paid our deposit. We have made our commitment to the college. We have signed on the dotted line, and we have also made a commitment to play sports. There's no turning back. However, we got our packet of required vaccines, and COVID was not one of them. So I feel they are violating the terms of our agreement. How can you come back and say to me, after I agreed to A, B, C, and D, and I gave you money, to come back and say to me now, sorry, you no longer meet these demands. We have another one of you.
Now, well, let's not cross that bridge until we have to cross it. A, is it a state school or a private school?
State.
Okay. Well, even Cuomo yesterday said, well, I can't mandate it unless the FDA gives approval. But the doctors and surgeons say that FDA approval will take a minimum of 2 years.
Right, Tom. But now I'm against it. I don't care if FDA approves it tomorrow, in the fall, or in 2 years. Everybody who's already in or committed should be grandfathered in until they get that bachelor's degree. You are changing the terms whether it happens now or in two years.
Well, I understand. Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm not a lawyer, but typically, if you're going to change a contract midstream, both sides have to agree to the terms, to the change.
Right. So I feel violated. Maybe I would have picked a private school had I known this beforehand. And it's really too late, especially when you're committed to play sports. You're not going to get on another team at this stage.
Well, let's cross this bridge when it comes to it. This may very well, this mandate may very well not stand up.
Well, I concur, but he's causing mass hysteria. He, meaning governor.
Of course he is, because the more people talk about this, the fewer boobs we're talking about him grabbing.
That's right, him and those boobs. But the other thing is, my family, I am a healthcare worker. I have been exposed, known, significant exposure 3 times. I have not gotten sick. I have not tested positive. I have not been contacted by DOH, nor did the people with whom I work who tested positive. Total failure contact tracing. BS. I didn't need to quarantine. I seem to be one of those people who are inherently immune to this, to getting the disease caused by COVID.
Who knows? They don't see. Here's the thing. I've been saying this from the beginning. Two things, two theories. These are only theories. They're not based on fact. But number one is, I wonder how many folks are already immune from this coronavirus because they had a similar coronavirus when they were younger, and the immune system, which I always say must be worked out, the immune system recognizes it. That's why you didn't get COVID. By all logical measures, despite my precautions, I should have come down with COVID. I didn't. Also, is there a genetic correlation between somebody's resistance to this particular virus and their genetics? I think that needs to be investigated.
Thank you very much. So all of these people pressuring the fact that I want to be prudent and thoughtful about taking this vaccine, I personally don't believe I need it. I think that I could be putting myself at risk of losing 2-3 days of productivity due to vaccine side effects. That's going to cost me $900 in lost work.
Ew.
Why would I do that?
Well, look, it's your choice. And, you know, your choice doesn't bother me because I'm vaccinated. You're not a risk to me.
Thank you. But I think that you are very gracious about your side effects. They were quite significant. I would have been very disturbed by that.
Well, look, my side effects, for those who don't know, 3 hours into getting the second shot, first shot was nothing. Second shot, 3 hours in, I felt a little off. 4 hours in, I was glad I took the day off. Overnight, 12, 14 hours in, I had severe gastrointestinal issues, lower gastrointestinal issues that I wasn't expecting. And the other one, and the thing that really got me, was my feet swelled up. I should actually put the pictures up. And that is a documented side effect. Some people get edema. Not a lot of people, but I'm not a lot of people. Everything that's weird in the constellation of medicine, I end up with. So naturally, I get the really weird side effect. But I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
Take care, Tom.
If just other parts of my body would have enlarged, life would have been good. It is my IQ, for example, Pasquale. Get your mind out of the gutter. Welcome to the show. Brendan Keeney asked me a really weird question before the show. And that wasn't the question I wanted to hear after all these years. But no, Colin said, what is your biggest, what is your biggest aggravation about the... what was it? Contemporary music misconception. That was the basic gist of it. And I told him, I said, okay, this will be controversial, but that the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper was not the greatest Beatles album. I think Abbey Road or the White Album are better than Sgt. Pepper. But what do I know? But that's just me. That second side of Abbey Road is just amazing. But, you know, let's go back 50 more years and talk music, shall we? I remember the way Jimmy Schmidt played the lyre back in the banks of the Thames by the White Tower of London and stuff like that. All right, it is 3:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Basically, bottom line, folks, I think we're being hosed. I think your kids are being used as guinea pigs. I'm 57 years old with multiple health issues, all right? Every day I wake up, I'm amazed. Wow, another day, I'll be damned. So it made sense for me to get the vaccine because I am in a population group that merits emergency use authorization, okay? I'm in it. Your college student isn't even close, and your teenager is even less likely to be a COVID victim. If I had a 13-year-old kid, I would think I would be committing child abuse by forcing that kid to get an experimental drug. That's what this is. It is an experimental drug. Who says that? Me? Yeah. You know where that's from? The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. It's on, you look up the letter they wrote about colleges mandating vaccines. I thought we had, didn't, she's not going to come on? Pasquale, I was all set to go. What the hell's going on here? Sorry about this. I need to know these things, bro. Okay. All right. I got it. Thank you. My cell phone is running low on batteries. Do you happen to have an Android charger, Pasquale? Or are you an iPhone guy? And will your Android charger work in my phone? And here's an even bigger question, Pasquale. The way this place is laid out, it probably doesn't matter. You know why? Because there's not one jack in here. There isn't an available jack for me to charge my phone. Don't worry, Pasquale, it's all right. No point in worrying about it. It's all good. I have this helpless feeling whenever my cell phone starts to run low. It's like, I don't know. I was going to make a drug joke, but I think I'll pass on that one. All right, 803-0930, star 930. Yes, I'll be snorting the electricity out of a shag carpet and putting it into the phone. So you got the charger, Pasquale, but there's no place to plug it in, is there? Oh, I see what you're doing. Look at the big brain on you. Now, will you be able to plug it in? Will it even work? Ah-ha-ha. Sorry, folks, I'm doing play-by-play. No. Oh, the hole is too big for the thing. Try something else. Yeah. No, Pasquale, it's okay. It's all right. I don't want to. It's all good. I do appreciate your diligence in trying to find me. This is like a 2-year-old phone, I think. I don't know. I don't track these stupid things. All right. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, by the way, I said something yesterday, and naturally, people hear what they want to hear. You were mean to teachers. You said bad things about teachers. No, I didn't. I said bad things about teachers' unions. You know why? Because not one teachers' union has come out to support WNYStudentsFirst.org to get students back into school. They don't give a crap about the overdoses, the depression, the anxiety, the difficulty sleeping, the lack of socialization. They don't care. Individual teachers, many of them do. And in fact, I wouldn't even go down that I don't like teachers road because my long-term lady friend has her master's in education and she was a teacher. And you know why she got out? Because of the liberal bias in education. She said, screw this, I'm going home. And she did. All right, here is, so that's a road you don't even, trust me, there are certain things you can't nail me on and that's one of them. She is a qualified teacher and she got out of it. Let's go to Rambo Jim. Hello.
Yeah, Tom, I don't like sounding like a broken record, but listen to me. I really do know what I'm talking about. I'm closer to 70 than I am 60. So I feel like I have a lifetime of experience to draw upon to make this statement to you. The ruling class, the power elites that have seized the power, are telling us virtually to our face now, We've got the power. We're going to do what we want because you're the rest of you are all mouth. You're all show, all and no go, and you're not going to do anything about it. And they have no respect for us, and they shouldn't have any respect for us. We don't deserve to be respected.
The only thing they seem to respect is force. I mean, it's funny. Well, it's not funny. It's I find the use of the English language fascinating. January 6th was an insurrection. But what's happening in Portland every night, that's mostly peaceful protest. I'm trying to figure that whole thing out.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. To quote my commanding officer at Fort Bragg, who was a Green Beret captain in Vietnam, one time, you know, I started running my big mouth to him, and he got the better of me. He said to me, and I quote, "Your big John Wayne mouth and your Shirley Temple butt is just going to get you killed. Train harder and talk less." Now, Tom, they're not afraid of us. They know we're not going to do anything. All this barking and yelling, you mean well. But they know you're not going to do anything. They know that we're going to sit back and look what's going on this very day.
No, here's where you're wrong, Jim. This is exactly where you're wrong. People are doing something. Here's what they're doing. They're moving out of states like New York. They're moving in droves to states like Florida and Texas. So they are doing something. They are voting with their feet. And I can only hope that Florida and Texas secede from the Union and start their own country.
I agree with you. However, Tom, there's a guy that lives here. Is like 90, very close to 90 years old. He was in the Marines before I was born. He still acts like he's a United States Marine, as old as he is. And we were talking about politics, and I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said to me, "Until the people that are responsible for doing this to us start having accidents, it's just going to go on and on and on." That's coming from a guy that was in the Marines before I was born. You don't think he knows what he's talking about?
I have no idea because I don't know the source, Jim. I'm glad you called. I do take, I mean, what look, what you're saying, you're 100% correct to this extent. They are putting it in our faces. Andrew Cuomo putting a mandate on university students to be vaccinated. That is insane. It's insane. Emergency use authorization was granted so the most frail and vulnerable people, those most likely to die from COVID, could have some protection. Emergency use authorization should not be even an option when you're talking about college age students or even younger down to the age of 12 for the very simple reason there is no emergency COVID situation with those children and young adults. The risk of homicide or suicide is far greater than the risk of COVID death in that particular age group. There is not a COVID emergency on American children. And ladies, I can't state this with any more emphatic a voice than I've been using. But in what world, I want you to take yourself back 2 years ago, prior to COVID, okay? Somebody comes along and says, "Hey, there's a disease that if your kid gets it, there's a 1 in a million chance your kid is going to die. But I happen to have a magical elixir in this bottle of snake oil. And if your kid injects this into his or her body, that 1 in a million chance goes away. Which of you is psychotic enough to say, give me 5 bottles. I'll take one for all of my kids." None. But you put the word COVID into it, and you have been conditioned now to fear COVID. And I'm not saying that COVID isn't real, but the statistics don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. And all of this nonsense about following the science, following the science, following the science, they're not following the science. The science says 50 to 80% of people with COVID are asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. That doctor's group I mentioned before said there is no such thing clinically proven as asymptomatic spread. So that's number one. Number two is, again, I hate to keep stating the obvious here, but why would any young person who has yet to produce offspring, why would you put a non-FDA-approved as safe and effective vaccine into your young and still developing bodies? I mean, I'm sorry, some of these kids may not have pubic hair, and we're talking about putting this experimental drug in their bodies? In what world does that make sense when there is no emergency in that age group? The emergency was particularly in the frail, elderly population and those with significant comorbidities. It always has been, and it probably always will be. You know, again, I strongly, strongly encourage you to go to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page and read the letter. Read the full letter. And I started out the show reading it by real experts, okay? I'm just an idiot with a microphone. Never claimed to be anything else. Open letter from physicians to university. From the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. Bottom line, colleges should not force vaccines on students. College-age students have really good immune systems. Bingo. Now, if your kid has a comorbidity, like a known heart situation, asthma, you know this, and you can make an informed decision on whether the risks outweigh the benefits or vice versa. Just as I made an informed decision. You know, I calculated how long am I really going to live? Let's put it this way. What else could possibly go wrong? I mean, you know, there's nothing that's right. So I got nothing to lose. It is Bowerly with you on the radio on a Tuesday. And again, maybe I'm just talking to the air. I guess that actually is what I'm doing. But, ladies and gentlemen, in what rational world? I need you to follow the science and follow your common sense. In what rational world do 12-year-olds through about 21-year-olds constitute an emergency group of COVID patients? They're not an emergency use. They're not an emergency group of COVID patients. They're extremely low risk. Don't take my word for it. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons talks about college students, and we can extrapolate the same thing to 12-year-olds. And I'm sorry, I was not the world's most perfect father, any more than you were, any more than my dad was or his father. I did have a perfect mother, so that's I had the perfect mother. But I'm going to tell you something. Mom took care of all the doctor visits in our family because she was a stay-at-home mom and dad was working. And I'm going to tell you, I know my mother well enough that if I was 12 years old, let's just go in the time machine again, hop into my DeLorean, just look out for the 5 grams of Coke on the seat, because it was a John DeLorean situation. It's a pretty sizable bag. It'll get you through a day or two. Let's go into that DeLorean for a minute. Let's pretend I'm 12 years old. And I went through puberty early, so my voice sounded kind of like this, except without the rasp and the sexiness. I would say to my mom, Mom! Yeah, I would have said, Mom, I'm 12 years old. They say I can get the COVID vaccine. What do you think? My mother would look at me and say, Tom, over my dead body. You're a healthy young boy. You have an immune system for a reason. Don't worry about it. Don't give in to the fear. I am not going to put an experimental medicine in your body that hasn't even been called safe and effective by the FDA. And by the way, Tommy, now we're in a time machine, so we can create our own wormholes for our imagination. Mom also would have said, had the circumstances been right, you know, little Tommy, the smartest people in the world sent a space shuttle up back in the 80s that blew up because of a defective O-ring from Morton Thiokol. The same really smart people didn't think some damage on the Columbia was significant, and the thing disintegrated when it was coming in for a landing. And by the way, little Tommy, there was a drug back in the 50s that, thank God, I never took for your brother and sister called thalidomide. And she would have taken me to an encyclopedia and showed me pictures of so-called thalidomide babies. So, and we're, since we're in the time machine, we can also go forward. My mother would have said, you know, Tommy, in 2020, they're going to take an antacid off the market because after decades, they're going to say, hey, it causes cancer. So my mother, I am very confident, would never even think of letting me get a COVID vaccine at 12 or 13 or 14 or 15, ever. It just wouldn't have happened. Now, I think that's a pretty good role model, personally. I guess she's done okay with herself. She's 87 years old.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.